We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's face it, Californians, we screwed it up royally. We started out with a bang. We were the first state to try to get ahead of the coronavirus curve. We were the first state to shut everything down. But now, restaurants open, malls open, gyms open, and the coronavirus infection rate going way up. So we will go in depth to find out what we did wrong, more importantly, what we can do right, and can we do it right? We start with California's very wrong turn when it comes to COVID-19. Joining us is State Senator Dr. Richard Pan, who is a Democrat representing Sacramento. He chairs the Senate Health Committee and is also a pediatrician. So, Doctor, thank you for joining us. We really did screw it up. There's no diplomatic way to put it. Many of us are not wearing masks. Many of us are not social distancing. Perhaps the state opened too many things too soon. Other states have done the same, but we were ahead of the curve, as I said at the beginning. We now have, what, about 100,000 cases that we know of in Los Angeles County alone, over 200,000 cases that we know of in the state of California. So is there any hope for us?
There is always hope. I think the challenge was that we worked hard to close things down. We flattened the curve, but we never actually turned the curve around the corner. So we flattened things for a while. We did make use of that time. We've increased the amount of testing we've done. We're training more contact tracers. But the other problem is that over time, you've got more pressure from people who oppose public health interventions like masks and contact tracing and staying at home. And because we didn't have large outbreaks and our hospitals went over full like we saw over in New York and Detroit and New Orleans, I think people got a bit complacent. And so while we don't all necessarily need to hole up at home all the time, we do need to wear masks, keep our physical distance from people who are outside of our household. You talked about if you go, people going to the beach, and if the one beach is closed, going to another and then crowding together. Those things all contribute to a further spread of the disease. So, when we talked about opening up, maybe we also opened up a little quickly, too, before we got our public health tools in place, like having enough testing and contact tracing, so we can identify where the disease is coming from and who's infected.
You mentioned we didn't have it like New York. How much do you think that lack of just intense fear about this played into it? Because you sheltered at home, things seemed fine, and then when things started to open up, you can't really blame people for thinking, oh, well, maybe it's not as bad as it was. Things are open. I can go out again.
Well, that's unfortunately, I think, the impression many people got, and we're heading into July 4th, so we had Memorial Day weekend, and you saw a lot of people gathering together. We're heading into July 4th, and I hope people remember for July 4th, we really do need to continue to stand firm. If everyone, starting today, started to wear their mask, keep their physical distance with each other, we could slow this thing down again. But it will take some time. And I would point out, by the way, that the hospitalizations and the deaths are lagging indicators. So those take place weeks after the initial exposure. So when we look at hospitalization rates going up, we're really looking at a picture of what happened about 2 to 3 weeks ago. People point out that deaths haven't significantly increased, but that is looking back about 4 to 5 weeks ago, or maybe even 6 weeks ago. So we want to think about what we're doing now, we have to, that will have an impact on what we'll see about a month later. And so it's really important that we don't let this disease actually basically sneak up on us and not wait till the numbers get even worse before we act.
Well, and that raises the question, why aren't we acting even stronger now? And I keep hearing the argument about, well, you can't close things down again and it causes all kinds of economic disruption. All true, but of course, if people get sick and die or end up in the hospital, that causes great economic disruption as well. So why aren't we doing the stuff that we did in the earlier stages to try to, as you put it, flatten the curve, when now the curve is going in the wrong direction?
So other countries are doing it, right? When we compare ourselves to the European Union, and you know they had Italy and Spain, and things were equally bad, but they are getting it under control. We, unfortunately, here in the United States have not, and part of that is because we've had inconsistent messaging from our federal government, particularly from our president, who, while on one hand may say, well, you should have his experts say you should wear a mask, Surgeon General puts out a tweet, people should wear a mask, other people, but the president himself doesn't wear a mask, right?
No, I get that, and you're right about what you're saying about mixed messaging, which is coming also at the local level too, in some cases,
sure.
not just from the feds. But the question to you really is, mm-hmm. why not? I mean, it's the states that are closing things down. It's not the federal government. So why isn't the state of California, as it recognized very early on and became the first state in the country mm-hmm. to shut things down? Why aren't we doing it in the same vigorous manner now instead of just closing bars? Closing bars, you know, you're a doctor. That's not going to be the answer, just closing the bars.
Sure. Well, I would say is that what we've learned in the time since this started is that it's less about closing everything down like we did back in March as much as having people basically follow particular behaviors like wearing a mask. If everyone wore a mask when they were outside and when they were indoors in places like stores and restaurants, that would help a lot, right? If people can keep their physical distance. So you know, we could shut everything down. That would certainly slow the virus, but we actually probably don't need to shut everything down. We need to shut down high-risk places. And in fact, wearing a mask is going to be one of the most important steps we can take to restore our economy, right? Being able to keep that physical distance when you're outside or inside a store or a restaurant is something that will allow businesses to still continue, but actually slow or prevent the spread of the virus. So it has to do with people's individual behaviors, and we need everyone to do what they can to slow the spread of this virus. The problem is that the virus spreads, like at the margins. So unfortunately, with every percent of people who don't follow these steps, then it increases the risk for everyone that the disease is going to spread. And so that's the challenge with the mixed messaging part is that unfortunately that causes a few more percentage of people to say, well, you know, I don't need to do it. It's a political statement, et cetera. And then that gives a greater opportunity for the disease to spread.
Yeah, it all eventually adds up. State Senator Dr. Richard Pan, Democrat, representing Sacramento.